San Antonio ISD has a bold new plan to create socioeconomically diverse schools. The district modified next year's application process for 5 of its specialized schools. The lotteries for these schools were weighted based on income and geography to maintain a balance of working class and middle class students. The question now is whether families will like the idea enough to return in years to come. In part 2 of our look at economic integration at SAISD, TPR's Camille Phillips collaborated with education writer Becca McNeil to find out how economic diversity is playing out on the ground at Steele Montessori Academy in Southeast San Antonio.
Part of the reason this plan is so bold is that it goes against the status quo. San Antonio is one of the most economically segregated cities in the country. Most neighborhoods and most schools are divided by class, and it didn't get that way by chance. Steele Montessori is one of the rare schools that is socioeconomically diverse.
Public school teacher Belinda DeLuna sent her son Luke to Steele after attending a private preschool.
He's heard words here that we don't use at home, and so it's kind of like taking us aback, but we do know there's different education levels, from the parent perspective and the way they run their household.
Principal Laura Christenberry says Steele has only had a few isolated discipline incidents this year, and they've been evenly spread across all socioeconomic groups. She and her teachers are treating the school's diversity as an opportunity to build social skills.
When you bring students together of a variety of different backgrounds and a variety of different parenting styles, incomes, where they grew up, how their parents grew up, how what you may think is okay may offend someone else, and vice versa.
Mohammed Chowdhury is in charge of the district's enrollment office. He says there's another potential roadblock to keeping a school economically diverse.
If you don't actually design for guardrails around how families engage with one another, you could have PTAs that are dominated one type of family.
Chowdhury says his schools are trying to build a welcoming culture from the ground up.
For instance, Principal Christenberry strategically created opportunities for both working class and middle class parents to volunteer at Steele Montessori. Stay-at-home mom Graciela Chavarria says she can tell that some families are better off than others when she volunteers at the school.
They're really nice, so I mean they don't discriminate if you have money or not, so they treat you the same. So I like that.
Her husband Pedro Palacios is a mechanic. Their 5-year-old son Jacob is in kindergarten at Steele.
He composes more full sentences now, and then he expresses what he's feeling, and he follows directions, and I think the school is big on discipline and following the routine and rules.
While Palacios and Chavarria are happy about Jacob's academic progress, there's been some social adjustments for the family. Last semester, Jacob was invited to a wealthier classmate's birthday party.
We've never been there at that kind of party, because I think it's step up in economic wealth.
His discomfort isn't surprising. For generations, families in San Antonio have lived in neighborhoods and gone to schools with people like themselves. Many have never socialized with people from different income brackets.
And that can make things awkward, even when people have the best of intentions. But Chavarria says it was a different story for Jacob and the other kids at the birthday party.
They were playing like nothing. They were having fun and everything.
SAISD's Mohammed Chowdhury says that's the whole point of an economically integrated school. If you bring children together when they're young, they learn and grow together.
Students who develop these skills early become adults who can work in diverse environments, which appeals to employers.
The district is counting on families recognizing how valuable that is. As they do, the district expects demand to increase.
And as demand increases, the guardrails to keep the school socioeconomically diverse will become more and more important. I'm Becca McNeil.
And I'm Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.